live and on the air. It is the PM show, weekend edition with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call it the Fred Dreyer Sports Show. Good to have the Sultan of Safety with us. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end from the Los Angeles Rams. That's right. That's their new name now, the Los Angeles Rams.
It's been a week.
It's been a week, and that's their new name, and we love it. And maybe soon the Los Angeles Chargers, they're maybe applying to have a trademark as known as the San Diego Chargers or the Los Angeles Chargers. We'll see what happens. The guy who knows all about this is the star of our show. Two safeties in one game, one of the acting legends of all time. I'm talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Great to be with you, Ram fans. And, you know, I've got my Twix here.
Hi, Fred.
Good to see you.
I'm glad the Rams are back, Fred. You're my favorite Ram of all time.
Well, apparently some of the studio audience is shouting out at you. This is a really big deal. Are you going to be part of the whole festivities when they come back? I would think they'd be calling you very soon.
No one's calling me right now.
No, come on, I don't believe that. No,
no one's calling me right now. No,
really?
Not, well, I mean.
Fred, I'll call you.
Please, sir, shut up there in the background. Thank you very much. Yeah. We're doing a show.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so but this is going to be a big deal. They're going to have like someone told me one of the oldest surviving Rams is – I don't know, 109 years old or something. Anyway, there's a guy that's
109.
No, someone told me he's a kicker or something, and he's he's a kicker, and I can't remember his name. I apologize to the man. He was in the beverage business.
Zendejas.
Is that who it is?
No.
He was in the beverage business after his career, and something fell on his toes and knocked off his toes, and then he had this last little toe cut off so he would be level, and he survived that way. Someone told me that. We're going to look it up.
Ben Agajanian.
Could have been. I don't know. Could be.
No.
Didn't he have the race cars, Ben Agajanian race
brother.
Cars? Was that
brother.
Was it really the same guy?
Yeah. Well, no. Oh. It's A.J. Agajanian.
A.J. Agajanian. Your mind is much sharper than mine.
He wore the old tall, thin guy with a mustache and wore a cowboy hat.
Yes,
he and
yes.
Parnelli Jones
yes.
ruled the raceway
yes.
in Indianapolis in the late 50s.
I'm telling you, the man is full of knowledge. He's got a lot of takes on sports. We're going to be talking to you about football, baseball, basketball, hockey, because he's a new hockey convert.
Is this segment
Kings
over?
Are doing good. Yeah, but it's just it's an intro. We're going to come back with a lot of time to talk to Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
You can email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Check him out on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer.
Check me out.
Check him out.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Weekend Sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the man with two safeties in one game. That's what I said. Two safeties, two different quarterbacks in the same game. A record that's going to stand for some time. And the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him on Land's End, Hunter for so many years. Crisis, most recently a great role in Agent X. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know what I'm going to do after I complete my jihad on my Kit Kat?
You're eating a Kit Kat bar today, and that's one of the weaknesses that Fred Dreyer, who's very
it's
helpful,
not a weakness.
Has.
It's not a weakness. I choose to do it.
So that's not a weakness?
That's not a weakness.
Okay.
If I can't help something, that's a weakness.
I choose to drink a bottle of wine. Is that okay?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you.
And most people do. It's called Alcoholics Anonymous.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tomas.
Nice.
That was his laugh coming through the glass. There you go.
Thank you. That's what we need.
It's a one guffaw.
But what was I saying? You know, I was talking
about this. You were calling
me
an alcoholic, but go ahead, yes.
Well, look, someone has to. Look.
Excuse me, let me have some of this Cabernet.
You know, every time I see you, I want to go into the song, Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers?
It's their bloodshot.
Gosh, y'all, get out.
No, I'm not drinking. I'm very sober. I haven't had a drink all day today. I'm having coffee here in the studio.
You were out looking around at new buildings for the CRN headquarters.
Yeah. We broadcast this show on Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk Radio, and the CRN Digital Talk side with the studios that we use are basically, we're going to be moving, and so we're out looking around at places, and we found this place in Van Nuys, California, and everybody is all excited because the Rams are coming back and they're dusting things off, and it's called the Sound Center Recording Studio, and it's famous. There's been documentaries there. I mean, Foo Fighters were there, Fleetwood Mac, Kiss, they all recorded there, and, you know, we might show up there to do our talk shows.
And once we do, I think we'll... We'll heat the place up. Excuse me.
I think so. You'll heat the place up. And then we could also, when the Rams play next year, formerly the St. Louis Rams, formerly the Los Angeles, now the, again, Los Angeles Rams, maybe we could do some broadcasts from the stadium, maybe the Coliseum out in the parking lot, and then later on at that beautiful new structure, the whole the design of Inglewood. That's going to be a sports, beautiful, wonderful place to go.
There's all kinds of places that will be that will open up within the new confines of the Rams. You know, outside the shopping areas, the Grove, as you will, with all the movie theaters and hotels and the cafes and
yes.
the bistros and the cafe society, as it were. We could ensconce ourselves in there on game day and do some announcing and draw a lot of people and have ex-players and do an awful lot of things
around.
When
I was a young child, my father, Bunky, used to listen to this radio show.
I'm sorry?
And they used to, Bunky, that was his nickname, is Charles Horn, but Charlie. And he used to listen to this radio show. They played polkas, and they did it from the Polish Parish Hall at 114th and Budlong. And I'm just wondering, maybe you and I invest some money, and since everybody's going to be throwing money back in Inglewood, you and I bring back the Polish Parish Hall on 114th and Budlong. What do you think? And we could open that up, and you being a Ram could be there and lead everybody in the chicken dance. You could do that.
We're slipping.
Get those arms moving up and down and everything.
Yeah, we're slipping.
Well, okay. It's just a thought. Let's get into the day's sports.
That was a thought?
That was my thought.
So here's the deal. I might say this, that I made a request to our producer, Courtney Cadera.
Courtney Cadera, executive producer.
And
what's the request?
I've requested she get a hold of Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Because I got to talk to him about
him in the Hall of Fame, don't we?
We want him in the Hall of Fame. But he's going to be put into the Cincinnati Red Hall of Fame.
Good.
So June 24th through the 26th, they're having a commemorative weekend there, I guess you would say, and a reunion of the 1976 World Championship Reds. The Big Red Machine.
Yeah.
And
George Foster probably be there, right? Is he still around?
I don't know. Was he there for that?
Yeah, he's part of the Big Red Machine. He's come on. Johnny Bench.
Yep, Bench was great.
Veda Pinson. No, it wasn't Veda Pinson.
That was way before that, wasn't it? Yeah.
But that was one of the good Cincinnati
Crosley Field.
Remember
the oddity of Crosley Field?
What was the oddity?
They had a terrace.
Oh, yeah.
The field went out, and then it went up on about a 40-degree angle to the fence. And once you got close to the fence, you were actually going uphill.
Anyway. So you're pedaling back, and that was really something.
Yeah, I always listen to Vinny say, you know, to the terrace, looks up, and it's gone.
Goes to the terrace, up, and it's gone. Jimmy O'Toole used to pitch for the Cincinnati Reds.
Jim O'Toole did.
Remember Jim O'Toole?
He was 17 years of age.
When he started?
Joel Nuxall. Was 17 years of age when he pitched for the Reds.
Didn't Nuxall also pitch for the Phillies for a while, too? I think he had spent some time with the Phils.
Yeah, he made the rounds there. But to me, Major League Baseball was from 1958, 59, and 60 was fantastic because you still had all the original ballparks.
Yeah.
And I remember... before the Dodgers got
I was pretty young
hit.
Then. I don't remember.
Well, but before,
you tell me a story. Let me
well,
sit
I'll
on
tell it
knee.
To you,
go ahead.
Son.
Go ahead.
And here's
Dad.
How it went.
Yes.
Get your snuggly.
That's a nice
and
knee.
Come on over
Thank
and
you.
Sit
okay.
up on Papa.
Right, I'm comfortable.
On Poppy's knee.
Thank you for putting your arm over my shoulder.
Tell me the story. You.
Thank you, Fred Dreyer.
You would hear all of the baseball scores on the late night sports. The 5-minute roundup on TV.
Yes.
News was only about 15 to 20 minutes
long.
Yeah,
they gave you more news in that time, didn't they?
And that was all it was. News was like a 15-minute break.
Yeah.
And then a couple of minutes out of that, they would give you ball scores. And from back east, from Yankee Stadium, the Orioles and the Yankees are tied. You know, they would do that, but they'd have to give it to you late in the afternoon when those games were over with.
Right.
Right. And so there was a lot of day games then, I remember, an awful lot of day games. You would hear all of these great baseball announcers announcing from these original ballparks, you know.
Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm just waving at the audience because you were just on the screen and I wasn't, so we finally went to a two-shot. So, yeah, you would hear all the scores given, and you're right. They would get them out there, and they would put it as part of the news. They would do the news in the 15 minutes. It'd be local news, national news, and then 5 minutes of sports. Am I right?
Yeah. And then that's when you would get everything that you could get about sports, and they did a better job than they do at ESPN right now.
Exactly. So, you got all you needed in a short period of time.
So, anyway, I was 12, 13 years of age when all this stuff was going on, and I remember it vividly. And I remember when they announced that the Dodgers were coming, and having this moment a week ago today when they announced the Rams were
kind of a similar thing, probably even
coming
more
home.
Close to home for you because you played for the Rams.
Well, I played for the Rams, and
now you got
and
a so, home again. It's like your history was besmirched and rubbed out when they went to St. Louis. You've got a history again now. I like this.
Yeah. And I think it's good for everybody. It makes me feel as though that I actually – that whatever I did is kind of like – means something.
It matters. I agree with you. I agree with you.
So – but and under that vein, I'm looking at Pete Rose, and I'm thinking about him the other day. And Pete, we used to go to the same restaurant together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Tiramisu.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, Pete lived over on Chandler there for a while.
Yeah, he used to also go to the other place down the road, too. So he was a big restaurateur. So he'd
be in
Tiramisu.
Oh, yeah.
Would you guys
always
chat a little bit on the day's sports?
Always.
Yeah?
We talked about a lot of stuff.
And?
And I used to bet him on stuff. Yeah. But anyway.
You did not. don't even go there.
He bet me on the food.
We're trying to get him in the Hall of Fame. Don't even go.
He bet me to see whose salmon came out first.
That's
I'll
thank
bet
you
8-5,
yes,
my
thank
salmon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So so we would talk and laugh it up about a lot of stuff. Anyway, yes. But he's being inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame. It's a big deal. They're going to retire his number. What was his number?
Wait a minute. Don't tell me now. Come on.
Killing me.
I want to say six, but I...
Go ahead, say it.
Six? No, no, seven. It was seven.
No. Gil Hodges.
Gil Hodges was 14.
Well.
Well, that was Pete Rose at 14?
Yeah, well, see.
See, I'm not a big Reds fan.
Gee, well, you got to be a baseball fan. I thought you were a baseball fan.
I know all the Dodgers numbers, but at 14 was Pete Rose. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Gino Cimoli.
Gino Cimoli was 12.
Okay.
See, you tested me, didn't you?
I have to test you.
And Gino Cimoli,
I've got to vet you.
Chuck Asigian.
It's like Chuck Sarah Asigian. Palin last
Chuck,
night.
Say anything because I don't know Chuck Asigian.
You know Sarah Palin. You know what her number was.
What number
you?
One? Oh, she's great. She's supporting Donald Trump.
Did you
now.
Hear her last night?
She was great. She got that voice, that vibrato going around there.
You know, and she's screech owl.
I thought about you saying that. I like her. I like. She's,
well, she's nice, but
she's nice.
I'd take her out if she just shut up.
Just kind of calm down that voice a little bit. She gets a little excitable. You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRM Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960.
Hi, I'm Larry Minetti from Magnum PI. Remember me? I played Rick. And over the years, I've been asked so many times to republish my book, Aloha Magnum, which is a 5-star hit. Well, folks, I did it. If you want to see the behind-the-scenes episodes and all the naughty, naughty things that went on Magnum PI, you go to the internet and punch up LarryMinetti.com, and Aloha Magnum is there at your reach. I thank you for your loyalty. Take care, folks.
We're back here, Weekend Sports with Fred Dreyer. Stories throughout the week that we deem notable for you to know about. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm talking about Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, we have in the past, not so much recently, but we have had FanDuel and DraftKings
We've
as
had
a
some
promotion.
Of the betting people on, promoting.
Betting people on stuff. Yeah. Well, in the state of Texas.
What's going on?
The attorney general in the state of Texas, Ken Paxton. wrote that FanDuel and DraftKings, the two largest fantasy sports companies,
were
clearly taking illegal bets under state law.
Under the state law of Texas.
Under the state law. Texas prohibits bets that hinge on the partial or final result of a game or contest or on the performance of a participant in those games.
Oh, okay. So that's
so players of daily fantasy sports assemble their own teams of professional athletes and engage in competition based on the players' statistics and performance.
Yeah, that's fantasy football.
So
they can't do it in
but
Texas.
They can't do it. Now, in New York, they're saying you can do it, but you're hiding money from us. You know, we want more money.
Well, they want their cut of it, I'm
sure. Well, of course they do.
That's what they
want. So FanDuel, I always thought that it was odd that, and here's the reason I bring it up, because the Pete Rose thing was you have a player betting on his team to win games.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Now you have, which is a big no-no, gambling in sports is a no-no.
Right.
But yet, all the leagues, NBA,
are advertising.
Major League Baseball, NFL, are promoting gambling.
Yep, because that's how they get their money now.
Well, just a second. Pure and simple. They're promoting gambling. And so there's a moral question here that comes right up against the thin membrane of the law. And in Texas, the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, says that it's a no-no. You can't do it.
Yeah, you're right. This is it. That's what he said.
So my point is that why isn't Pete allowed into the Baseball Hall of Fame when, in fact, baseball
is embracing gambling.
Is allowing and promoting and encouraging gambling through FanDuel.
Times have changed.
DraftKings.
You're right. He should be in it.
Shouldn't he be in it?
I agree. And I think he's going to some kind of an event at the Baseball Hall of Fame because he literally can't even walk into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But they're going to let him do something now because of the Cincinnati deal or whatever or something. But he should be in the Hall of Fame. Come on. It's time.
Hits leader.
Exactly. Now, what about the games this weekend? We're getting down to the final few. We're getting to the Super Bowl. It's Denver, New England. Who do you like in this game?
Here's how I came down to my pick, which was New England. I don't think right now that Peyton Manning has enough to push him through.
You don't?
No.
He did on this last game last weekend. But I hear what you're saying. Sometimes if they put the right squeeze on him. They play him right defensively. They can shut his game down. You saw that a couple of years back when Seattle shut his game down effectively.
Well, those
in the
two
Super
corners
Bowl.
Took the two receivers out of the game.
Exactly.
And forced him to go
short passes
deep over the middle.
Yep.
And by that time, he was sacked.
Yes.
So my question is, they'll do the same thing to the receivers, and New England will, and force Peyton Manning to hold the ball to get it down the field. And when he does that, they'll sack him. The point is, they got to sack him.
Yeah,
and so I don't know with the multiple offenses that are run today. Sometimes they just decide defenses just decide that they've only got so many blitzes in them.
Yep.
And we're going to give you maybe three or four of them, and then we're going to just back everybody off and let you try to get the ball down the field. I'm looking for New England. I think they have the better quarterback. I think everybody's healthy. I think what they'll do beautifully is work the flat areas with Amendola, and I think they'll work the underneath. They run the best routes off of zone and single coverage I've ever seen.
Well, here's my thing. I love both the. Both of these teams. They're both whoever wins this, I'm pulling for in the Super Bowl. I love Denver, and I love Manning and New England, and I love Belichick and Brady. I am going for New England as well. I wouldn't be disappointed if I'd like to see this is going to be a great game. I'd like to see that.
I wouldn't. It'd be kind of funny that everybody's got Manning picked.
This is the Super Bowl
this
for
his,
me.
His last game.
New England's the favorite right now. I've been running about 3 points on this one. We'll see. It's played in New England, I believe. Right?
Where
Denver?
Yep.
Oh, well, see, that's pretty good too. That'll help out Denver. Now, Arizona, Carolina. What do you think?
Arizona, I've liked Carolina.
Yeah, me too. I think Arizona has showed some strength there, but Carolina's been formidable all year long.
And
could be
home.
Your Super Bowl winner. Yeah. They're going to be at home. They're three-point favorites as well.
Yeah, I think they'll win. And the biggest factor is if you have a quarterback that, like Seattle does, you know, Wilson, that can break a defense down and run, and you have a quarterback like Cam Newton who can run, that's a huge weapon.
Huge.
So I'm going with that. And of course, in the Super Bowl, it's, where's that being played?
That is going to be played in Carolina, I believe.
The Super Bowl?
Oh, the Super Bowl. I don't know where the Super Bowl is.
Is that played in Arizona?
Super Bowl may be in Arizona this year.
Is that being played in Arizona?
He'll look it up for us. I don't know. I forget.
There he goes. He's back.
Oh, this is what's going on. But
he's going through a Rolodex. I don't know why.
Yeah, he's going through it there. So when is it? I think it's February 7th this year, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's gonna... I think it's in Arizona.
Yeah.
Why do I think
I think it could be in Arizona, too. Yeah, we'll find out. Say, where is the Super Bowl going to be played, and we'll know.
Yeah.
It'll be good. So, anyway, that would be kind of good.
So, anyway, that's what's going on there. And now here's the other thing. The Broncos are offering playoff tickets only to teams who have a Western address.
What does that mean? So only if you've got a Western United States address, they're going
to
offer?
They don't want to offer tickets to people any further east than the Rockies. Because...
Why?
Because they want their own fans.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Okay.
Because New England fans travel pretty well. And, when the Dodgers go to San Diego and Arizona, the place is half full with Dodger fans.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so it makes it awkward for a home team.
I think it's being played up in Northern California, actually, the Super Bowl at Levi Stadium, the new home of the 49ers.
Oh, it's being played...
Yeah, Santa Clara.
Okay.
That's where it's going to be. That'll be good.
All right. Yeah, that'll be
all right.
Good.
So anyway, so the Broncos offering playoff tickets to Western...
You know, it could rain. You know, what if...
Who cares?
What if we get El Nino on the 7th?
You think so?
What if we get an El Nino? You know what'll happen?
What?
Here's what will happen. The owners will get together that night at the hotel, and they will say, from now on... We're going to have dome stadiums and AstroTurfs.
No, I don't want to
hear that. AstroTurf and dome stadiums from now on.
No.
And that's what they're going to do. They're going to completely – they're already doing it. They're completely pulling away all the connective tissue of the sport. They're pulling away from a natural turf.
Don't they care if their players are going to be injured? You as a player
hated
AstroTurf.
No, to answer the question, no, they don't.
They don't care about the players.
No, they don't.
That's why the concussions are out of
control. No, they don't. Because they know once a player leaves, they get rid of them, that's the last they've seen of them.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Now that's another conversation we could have, but it's a negative conversation. It gets me really angry, but, that's the way it is.
A lot of people rescuing, Jamie Foxx rescued some drunk guy that went off the road in Southern California last week. And then Darius Fleming, the Patriots linebacker, played with 22 stitches in his legs. He said cut his leg after kicking through a window to help a woman trapped in a smoking car a couple of days before that AFC divisional round game against the Chiefs. So that's really something, I'll tell
you. That's hero stuff.
Yeah, it is. I think that's good when people do
it. We should give him what should they give him? Hardy hand clasp?
Something like that. What do you think about substance abuse? The Browns wide receiver, Josh Gordon, has filed an application for reinstatement from the league suspension he got. He was banished indefinitely on February 3rd of 2015 for violating the league's policy on substance abuse. He was in stage three of the NFL.
Do you know how many times he's been?
Stage three, I think. So that's three times. So
yes, that's correct.
It's his third league suspension in 3 years. Well, I say get rid of him.
It's his right to be thrown out for a fourth time.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I say once you got three strikes, you're out, don't you think? I mean, come on. If you're serious, if you get something going, you better clean up your act.
Well, there it is. I mean, what's your standards?
That's right. Now, the Rams come into Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
You, I hope, will be meeting with them. Apparently, they must have put some tickets on sale because Magic Johnson has become the first official Los Angeles Rams season ticket holder. How did that happen?
Doesn't he own part owner
of the Dodgers?
I don't know.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I don't think it's important. Do you?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's important, but it's, he's definitely – here's the thing. I think some players, yourself now included, should be put into the cities where they were famous and bring spirit and enthusiasm back. You get the Sandy Koufax or Magic Johnson or Fernando Valenzuela and you, Fred Dreyer of the Rams, and you do 30-second PSAs talking about how great Southern California is, and they see the face and they go like, yeah, and they all want to be part of it. And you do that with players in each city as you go around the country. That's kind of inspiring, I think.
I think it is.
So
it takes a little. Forward thinking.
You think we could phone up Magic and see if he'll take us to a couple of games?
We can go to games without Magic.
We don't need him. You think he got two or four tickets? Because if you got four, maybe he can give us a couple.
I don't know anybody that just gets two. You can get four to eight. You can get four to eight, and then decide what you want to do with them.
Really? So you don't? So my offer to go in for two is not worthwhile? You don't think? You're looking at me with a puzzled look, like two tickets is just you can't believe.
No, I'm saying to you, people who are buying tickets,
to get four.
If you're going to get tickets,
season tickets,
get four.
Yeah, you can take a group with you. You're
then,
right. It's
then
football.
You can choose who sit next to you.
Well, that's pretty good. Want to come to a game with? I get two tickets. Just be you and me.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Do you have really pure water? Maybe not if you're drinking bottled water. Bottled water has some dirty little secrets. Plastic bottles come from oil products. The 5-gallon polycarbonate jugs contain bisphenol A, a synthetic estrogen that has raised health concerns. Bottled water dispensers quickly develop algae and bacteria and should be sanitized regularly. Have you ever cleaned your water dispenser? Are you drinking water containing algae and bacteria and synthetic estrogen? Now the good news. Pure Water Science can replace that dirty, outdated bottled water cooler with a high-tech water purification system. The Pure Water Science system features a stainless steel tank that constantly monitors water quality to guarantee your water is pure. It alerts you when service or filter changes are needed. Multi-stage purification removes organic and inorganic contaminants, and the patented self-sanitizing feature eliminates algae and bacteria while adding oxygen to your water. It costs less than bottled water without the bottled water hassle. No more bottles to lift. Just sanitize delicious water, hot or cold, from Pure Water Science. Call 818-502-4191. 818-502-4191.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
CRN travelers, relax at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Come to quality and come to luxury. Experience the newly renovated guest rooms. They're generously sized and they're decorated in the Tuscan tradition. They have great, incredible pillow top mattresses, luxurious linens, and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access. There's warm cookies and coffee every evening in the hotel lobby, and you can visit the newly remodeled Equus Restaurant and Equus Lounge with its new wine bar. It's the ideal place to relax and enjoy a glass of wine and watch our What's Cooking on Wine show on CRN with host Larry Van Alst on Wednesdays. It's the Fountain Grove Inn, Hotel, and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country. It's easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com.
You're in tune with the Weekend Edition of Sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, is that legendary man. acting professional extraordinaire. Most recently on Agent X with Sharon Stone, a great show on TNT this year. Crisis last year on NBC. Of course, with Hunter for so many years. Land's End, one of the first great syndicated programs. And the all-pro defensive end, Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, Fred Dreyer.
You know, I was thinking of Sharon Stone the other
Well,
day.
You worked with her, for gosh sakes.
I did not work with her. I was on
Well, you were on her show, yeah.
And anyway, I saw her. And you know, she has such great bone structure.
Is that what you say? That's very classy to say that. I'm going to go up to a woman and say, you know, I was admiring you from across the room. You have great bone structure.
You cannot lose on that because every woman
wants to hear that they have good bone structure.
Every woman knows that great lasting looks, genetics, drive great lasting looks.
And Sharon Stone has that. She's got that going for her.
She has it. She has. She'll always have. And here's the other thing.
Well, what's that?
You can go down the list.
Now we're getting
ladies,
into it.
Ladies
I want to hear this part.
Well.
What else?
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know when you look at movie stars, especially women, because time's not good to a lot of women, especially people who are in front of the camera.
Well, guys probably age better than women
well,
in years.
Well, they do, generally
because
speaking.
They don't care that guys have wrinkles all over their face.
Well,
take a look at Robert Redford.
Well, that's life.
He's
yeah.
very
yeah,
handsome.
Bob Redford. Yeah, what happened?
Come on, let me smooth some. Give me an iron so I can get
here's
that
the
skin
deal.
Smooth.
Here's the deal.
Excuse me, Bob.
Here it is.
Yes.
Women know, you know, look at the cream ads that Cindy, what's her name?
Crawford
is selling to people.
This is another fact of life from Fred Dreyer. Listen carefully. So Cindy Crawford, the cream
ads.
She's gotten very nice skin. She looks very nice.
And all these women.
Good bone structure.
Had I been really thinking.
Yeah.
And I can think a little bit.
You think
but had I really been ahead of myself,
yes.
I'd have gone into women's cosmetics.
There you go, for the Fred Dreyer line.
It's not too late, is it?
No. I like this. The new Fred Dreyer Tackle Cream. And you could sell this to guys and women alike when you have that kind of interesting evening after a nice dinner or something. Yep. Tackle Cream really works.
That's exactly right.
I love it.
Yeah, that's right. So write it down. So
you could try to see if you could score two safeties in one night. Get her behind the line of scrimmage, so to speak.
Do you want me to finish what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
You're filibustering this whole thing. You're killing the show, actually.
Sorry. I'm just excited the Rams are back in L.A. Go ahead.
Yeah. You want to go in the other room while I finish this?
Just go right ahead. I'm listening. I'm attentive. I'm right there. Go ahead.
And where was I now?
You were talking about Cindy Crawford.
No, I was talking about Sharon Stone.
Hmm.
And you're paying attention. It's clear.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm thinking. You know, gee, she has a great, skin, a great structure and stuff.
Yes.
And it's genetic. And if you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, you know who the actresses are who ruin themselves when they look in the mirror. Somebody tells them that, oh, you look wonderful, and they say, no, I don't. I look terrible. And nobody says, no, you look wonderful. Just don't do anything.
Right.
And they wait till they go home, and they call the doctor, make an appointment,
mistake.
And they go out, and they ruin themselves.
That's right.
Now, there's an actress that I won't mention.
Good.
I'm not going to mention her, but she's in some of the great movies of
yes.
all time.
Okay.
And what she did was she had her top teeth capped. Follow?
Yep.
Each tooth is the same size.
Yep.
And when they're not supposed to be.
Right.
They are whiter than white. The bottom teeth belong to
the... You are very observant here.
Belong to the crypt keeper.
Really? They're that nice, huh?
They're not good.
Oh, they're the bottom teeth, the top
the
teeth?
The bottom teeth, I just said, belong to the crypt keeper.
Got it.
Okay. So when they open their mouth, this woman opens her mouth,
right.
she looks as though she has a mouthpiece in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that look?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So it's like her lips can't contain the amount of teeth she had the dentist put in. You know, like if two front teeth are great,
right.
She had like four front teeth put in.
Yeah.
Well, she has like a lot of teeth. Looks like a fence, you know, at the you know,
a picket fence.
Art museum.
Yeah.
So she this woman had this done, and then she had because the work she had done, it distorted her face, the actual bone structure of her mouth. And her lower jaw changed. Oh. It changed. So it threw everything off. So then she said, well, now I got to have my cheeks made a little bit larger because there's the proportions out.
No, no, really.
This woman
has changed everything.
Looks like she did 55 rounds with Carmen Basilio. Her face is so swollen up now and distorted. And I'm thinking, what happened? Now, I know she's sitting home. I know she's sitting home, and she's depressed about it. And it's impossible to go on camera. They've got to shoot her through, you know, the Lucille Ball filter, the filter number 9.
Yep.
They put the filter 9 on there, and it diffuses everything.
Yeah, because it makes a nice soft look on there. They got to
do that. Real soft.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're looking at her from, you know, from offshore somewhere.
Yeah.
But the point is that all you have to do in life is just maintain yourself and,
accept yourself sometimes as you are.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't obsess. And women have a tendency to do that. What was my point?
That's your point. You were talking about this woman. You were talking about Sharon Stone. Like, bring
so,
it home.
So anyway,
bring
I'm thinking. I'm thinking
I'm
of Sharon Stone. She hasn't done. She's 50 years old, I think. 52, and she's not done anything. What you see there is natural.
There you go.
You know? And I was just being very appreciative of that. And thinking it's too bad the show didn't go on. You know, it's too bad Agent X didn't continue down the road. I mean, it might. Who knows? But the point is that that's it. Next.
That was your point.
That was my point.
Yeah, I'm glad you stopped me from telling my stories because yours was
much more
interesting.
Well, I had to finish it.
It was good.
And you can be the
arbiter.
It was
good. We're getting
a
lot of feedback on the
I'm sure I'm going to get tweeted.
People are going to tweet you. Fred_Dreyer. Just go ahead and send those tweets about that. They're going to want to know the name now. That's what they want to do.
I can't do that.
So we got are you going to buy season tickets to the Rams? No, you'll just get tickets, won't you?
I get passes.
Really?
There's a difference between a pass and a ticket.
So tell me, what's the pass?
The pass is a pick where you get to go where you want to go.
That's good. So you got like a press pass.
I don't want to sit confined. You know how tall I am?
And are tall.
And you know how uncomfortable it is sitting in the seats, no matter where you're sitting.
Yeah. How do you drive in your car? You are a tall guy. What are you, 6'4",
6'6"? I drive
from
the back seat.
You do?
Me and Wilt.
Is that it? You had the front seat taken out of your car.
Me and Wilt. So,
wait a minute, hold on a second. So you actually are in the back seat. I always thought you just looked like you're a little farther back than most, and they can do that. They can actually customize the vehicle
for
you.
That's how Wilt drove his Ferrari.
He got
drove it.
There's
the
no back seat. Come on, but he just pushed it back, right?
He just took it out.
Yeah, took it out, and there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And they took the rear window out and put his head up there through it.
That's good. It's really good. Kind of like Goofy when he drives out of that car.
Exactly.
His head set down.
That's exactly correct.
All right. So, any baseball news that we want to talk about? Any big trades coming up?
Well, the Dodgers got to get... you first.
No, who's that guy they got?
Joe Blanton.
Joe Blanton. There he is. That's the guy. He was out of baseball and then was weaned back into
the Royals.
He was
out of baseball when he was with the Dodgers.
Yes. The Kansas City Royals brought him back and he was terrible and then they tossed him out. But then he came back on the Pirates and did quite well last year. And so the Dodgers have picked him up. Was he on the Dodgers
once
before?
Here's what's in, yes, he was. And he was terrible. He was terrible.
Joe Blanton.
But here's what he did.
What?
I want to give credit where credit is due.
Good.
He reinvented himself with another pitch.
That's smart. Now, I like that kind of thinking. That's very good.
Now, it's one thing to ride your stuff until it leaves you.
Right.
And it's another thing to say, huh, let me back up a minute
That's
here.
That's a smart pitcher.
And let me. I have the ability to outthink this problem. And he did it. And he proved it in Pittsburgh. And so they got him back now.
That's
and
smart.
And so I'm going out on my limb today, and I'm saying that Joe Blanton will be a big boost to the bullpen.
I'm going to say the same thing to you right now. And let me say this.
Right.
You, a lot of people don't know this about you because we talk about your football career. You started out wanting to be in baseball. You were, in college, a baseball pitcher. You had a pretty mean fastball.
High school.
Oh, high school? Did you have a mean
high
fastball?
High school and all the other...
But you blew your arm out, right? I mean, you threw it too hard. Did people not tell you not to do that, or what was the deal? How do you just wanted to smoke it in there?
It just happens.
You were kind of had that mean kind of ball that could move like Don Drysdale had. You could dust the people off the plate if you wanted to, correct?
I'll tell you what I did.
What'd you do?
Here's what I did. We were playing Torrance High School.
This is high school.
In
High School.
Yeah, yes. Well, it's Torrance High School.
I know, but I know where this story is going, and I'm going to be disappointed, but it's high school. Youngsters, go
you
ahead.
Don't, you don't want to hear
I
it?
I want to hear the story desperately.
The other room?
No.
Tommy, do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, he wants to hear
okay,
it.
Go
All
ahead.
Right, good, Tom. I'll be talking to Tommy.
Believe. Okay, tell
so,
him.
So we're going to Torrance High School.
Yeah.
Playing the Tartars.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
I walk out. Coach opens the new ball, Rawlings ball.
Oh, that's it.
The little baseball box.
Box, yeah.
Here comes the paper. I love that paper. I pull the ball out. It's magical.
New brand.
I've got the ball in my hand, and I walk out onto that mound, and I look, and that plate, let me tell you something, the plate looked like it was 6 feet away.
Really? Yeah, it's close.
No,
huh?
No. Wait. You ask pitchers about this, and some days they'll say, wait a minute.
Is that the plate?
Is that it?
Yeah.
So I said, wow, this is great. So I start warming up on the sideline.
Right.
Get loose. And the ball's coming out of my hand pretty good.
Yep.
And I think to myself, I dared to think, I'm going to be pretty good today. So I go out. We were up. We don't score.
Yep.
Bottom of the first.
Right.
I walk out. And I start to loosen up. And, of course, the other team is goofing on me.
Uh-oh.
And so I said, okay. So I threw the next three warm-up pitches up into the backstop.
Whoa.
To let them know.
That you could be a little wild today.
I'm kind of wild.
Yeah.
And so they got up to bat.
Yeah.
And I struck out. I don't know how many batters that day.
Really?
I lost.
You did?
Yeah, I lost. We lost.
But you struck out a lot of batters.
But I'm telling you something.
That was one of your best days, right?
I shut them up
real
fast. That's my point. And Joe Blanton has been shutting people up here this last year.
Including us.
When people,
we like him now.
When people said, you know, they said,
you're
Joe,
washed
oh, God.
Up.
You know, he murdered the Angels. You know, he was like 3-17 or 3-19 or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And then the Dodgers got him, and he was even worse, and the poor guy was drifting around. But for some reason, he still lasted, and then he came up with this pitch, and then he worked out for the Pirates, and the Pirate guy said, hey, that's pretty good there. So they got with him, signed him, and started working with him, and he was really effective.
He had a good ERA and everything.
And he shut everybody up.
What's the pitch? Do you know what it is?
I think it's an off-speed pitch.
Yeah.
And like most players who resuscitate their careers, it's the off-speed pitch that pulls them out of
You're
it.
You're absolutely right. You got to have the mix up there so
it
keeps them off-speed. Keeps them guessing and off-balance, right?
You can control it. It's the same arm motion. And you get a jump on everybody.
But you got to be smart enough to learn it and want to do it. That's the key. I like a pitcher like that wants to keep their career going by just thinking, what else can I do? They're thinking. They're an entrepreneur.
That's what it is. If you can put the ball where you want, you got to have the battle won.
This could be our best segment on the show. It has some deep stuff over there. And did you hit any batters that day when you were pitching?
I think I did.
You did?
Yeah, I think so. I think I at least got one. And I don't feel fulfilled unless I deck one.
It's high school. I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, 1960, 61. It's
then.
Don Drysdale, baby. It was all that was me.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's DRSHEPS.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson. Attention men who've taken Androgel or any other testosterone therapy products. Androgel or other low-T products have been linked to heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, even death. Scientific studies indicate that the use of testosterone therapy products may double a man's risk of heart attack. If you or a loved one took Androgel or a testosterone therapy product and suffered from a heart attack, stroke, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, or any other cardiac event, you might be entitled to financial compensation. You have rights, and you need to let us fight for your rights. And you pay no fees unless we win. So call the tort attorneys right now. 800-557-7921. 800-557-7921. That's 800-557-7921. Cases may be referred to participating law firms in your jurisdiction.
Weekend Sports with Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, CRN and Sports Byline. So the fences, Fred Dreyer, are going to be moved closer in at the Miami Marlins Stadium this year.
Well, good. Maybe they'll score some runs.
Yeah, this Win-Yin Chen is a pitcher. And he says, we have a very good hitting coach, so with the fence moving in, it'll help them. And not only are they moving the fence in, they're lowering the fence. It's going to be 2 feet high.
Do you know something?
What?
Here's what they should do.
Yes.
Like they did in the olden days.
What's that?
No fences at all.
And there you go.
And if the ball gets past the infielder, they just run all day long.
You're right. I agree. For the fences in Miami were 11 to 13 feet. They're going to be 6 to 11 feet now. And the video boards are going to be 11.5 feet high. They got that right fielder, Giancarlo Stanton. His real name is Mike Stanton. Didn't he go out here to like the Notre Dame?
Or those are different guys.
No, it's the same guy. Mike Stanton has changed his name to Giancarlo. It's the same guy. I'm telling you now.
It is?
You know who knows? Our executive producer, Courtney, went to school with him. She'll tell you that. She won't come on here because you won't go on the air, but she'll tell you afterwards she knows Mike Stanton.
We'll write this down.
Write it down.
Mike Stanton.
But somehow he's got the name Giancarlo. And do you know also the passing of Glenn Frey this week from the Eagles? I never knew he got to announce a game with Vin Scully. Vin doesn't let anybody work with him. And apparently back in 1985, Glenn Frey got to sit in the broadcast booth?
Yeah, he called a home run by Guerrero.
Well, Vinny doesn't let anybody work with him. Otherwise, you and I would go hang out with him in the broadcast.
I saw the film on it. Vinny looked like he was 19 years old.
Vinny's great. It's his last season. We got to
enjoy
Dodger baseball in his last year as announcing.
Well, don't we have to go see him?
Yeah, we better go see him. He's a good guy.
We got to go see Tommy, too.
Yeah, we got to see Tommy Lasorda. That's our show. We're out of time here, Fred Dreyer.
It goes by fast.
Here every week at this same time. Please enjoy it. If you want to write to Fred Dreyer, it's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer. Dreyer's D-R-Y-E-R. crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. I'll get you through it on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Rams are back, folks. Start making your tailgate arrangements now.
No matter where you are, come and watch a Rams game.
Yeah, come and watch a Rams game. And the Coliseum, it's going to be great again. Menlo Avenue, that's where I used to park my van, right there on Menlo.
But as a player, you parked on Menlo?
I would go there, and after the game was over, I would take the laundry truck up and out through the tunnel. They'd drop me off at my car. I'd get in it. I'd say, so long, everybody.